Better now? Yeah, that may be a little bit better. Hey, I can't help it if it makes me out so much sometimes. I get caught in it. I get caught in it. No problem, Shell. Like I gotta say, but we got Shell there in the chat room. And, yeah, we ready for the good one, y'all. We ready for a good one. Now, by chance, you want to join in the show, you know, and get in before we get started, get hot and running. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I have a Twitter account, driven4, F-O-R, life 62, all one word, at Twitter. All right? And then, of course, there's the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. You know, you can stop by there, or befriend me, or just leave a comment. Whatever you want to do. Yes, 115 to the show. All right. Man, I tell you. So what's going on out there, y'all? How's your Wednesday doing? It's what? Y'all see that commercial with the camera walking around? What day is it? What day is it? It's hump day. Oh, yes, it's hump day. Yeah. I don't have the camera walking around me, though. But it is hump day, y'all. The middle of the week. Now, there's two ways you can look at it. You have 2 days left in the week, or there's already 2 days gone. Take your pick. You're in the middle. Half full, half empty. Hey, I don't know. Some people look at things different ways. Me, I'll be like, I got 2 days left before the weekend. You know, I'm getting ready. So that's the way I would look at it. But, of course, I'm not right in the head half the time anyway, so who listens to me? You know what I mean? All right. I can't believe I said that. But anyway, so what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all feeling today? Hope everybody is having a great Wednesday. Hump day! And, you know, everything is going wonderful for you. But just remember this, even if things are going a little rough for you today, just remember, God will make it better. Hey, as long as you remember that, hey, you go to smiling and having fun. That's right. DP in the house. Happy hump day to you. Smooches. Okay. So anyway, look, y'all. You know, I really was going to try and find some other stories to talk about before we got into the resolution and forgiveness thing. But I really thought about it. You know, those two things right there, they're deep enough. And I think really we don't need to you know, parlay any on that, because it's going to get deep, and I know Michael going to be in here because he wanted to hear about hear a show about this, so I know he's going to come. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of deep. It's going to be kind of deep. But in the meantime, let's get to the house rules. House rules are simple. On this show, we encourage open dialogue and would like to hear everyone's opinion. Please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. Of course, we know some of them have a big problem. We have a big problem with that with some people, but we're going to handle that today also. Please make your comments or responses as short and to the point as possible. Yeah, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30-minute dissertations. You know, that's hard to just try and follow, because most of the time, nobody know what you're talking about, because we done shut you out. So, okay, make it short and sweet to the point. And the big one, no personal attacks are allowed. Do not attack another caller. Do not attack anyone in the chat room. See what I'm saying? Only thing you have to do is attack the topic, attack what someone has said, but do not personally attack an individual. That's right. I'm just putting it out there. Okay? Now, and the basic premise of the house rules are these. This is an adult show, and adult things are said. Now, by chances, you have a problem with something somebody said because you think that they disrespected you or whatever, that's for you, because I decide basically what disrespect is. And so don't be telling me to get rid of somebody, because like I always say, it's just this simple. You come in throwing lefts and right, then you can dang on believe you're going to get thrown left and right back at you. And Mr. Talk ain't going to give you no standing eight count. So if you come in here throwing them hooks and whatever, you better believe that they're going to come back at you. All right? Okay. So those are the house rules of the day. Oh, man. Guest 2152, welcome to the show. All right. So, with the house rules out the way, we're going to go ahead and get on to the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is real good, man. I mean, it's real, real, real good. Happy hump day! I just had to do that again. That camel is funny. But anyway, here's the quote of the day. Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. And that was said by John F. Kennedy. That's right. Man, that's pretty good right there. Knowledge, I see you. Welcome to the show. Okay. Y'all need me to say one more time? What y'all think about that right there? That's pretty deep, huh? Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future. Wow. Man, I'm telling you. You know what? That thing is so deep right there. That thing is so self-explanatory. I'm not even going to comment on it. You know what I mean? That's how easy it is. That is one of the simplest. Oh, my goodness, that quote is on point. You know what I mean? Y'all just remember that. Remember that. I think I said something on that route yesterday. I think I did. But you know what? It's always good to go back and bring it up again. You know what I mean? All right. So that was the quote of the day. Now, here it is, y'all. It is the song of the day. And I kind of went a little back on this one here. Now, we're going to start telling somebody age, because a lot of people ain't going to know this song right here. But this was one of the best songs ever made. One of the best groups, really. I think one of the best groups that ever was. So, y'all take a listen, you tell me. So, without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day. Walking in we'll Yeah, what y'all know about that, huh? What y'all know about that? That was the Blackbirds, Walking in Rhythm. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Only the mature people know something about that. Man, I tell you, now that's an oldie there, but I'm telling you, it still sounds good. You know what I mean? You know, that was a live performance in London, but hey, them cats still can go. They still can go. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. Really, you can't. But you know what? That is what it is. Walking in rhythm, trying to get home. Looking for my baby. All right. All right. I'm not going to sing. Yeah, well, tell me to get back in the choir stand. Okay. All right. I'm good. Oh, we got in old Lo in the chat room. I don't know why he in the chat room, but anyway, y'all, hey, if you want to join our chat room or join the conversation today, there's all kind of ways you can join us. First, if you want to go to the chat room, it's easy, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Puts you right there. Or you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, go to the search engine, put Mr. Talk in, all one word, bam, you're in the chat room. Now, for those that want to hear themselves on the radio, well, there's a way you can participate also. 347-838-8622. Lines are open. So give me a call. Let me hear your opinion on this thing we talk about today. All right. Now, for those that are a little bit shy, no problem. You can send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hey, I read what you type me on there. See, I won't even say your name. I just read what you type. So there's always to participate. You know what I mean? So let's get on with the get on. Today's show, man, I'm telling you. I'm looking for some very good conversation on the show today, because we got a topic that's just hot. I see you out there. All right. We will be discussing resolution and forgiveness on today's show. That's right. Resolution and forgiveness. And the question we're asking is, when it comes to personal feelings and relationships and things of that nature, which one should come first? Huh? Which one? Should it be resolution or should it be forgiveness? Or do they work hand in hand with each other? Huh? Is that a point we should look at? You know, resolution and forgiveness work hand in hand with each other? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it and we're going to find out today. So why is it important to have resolution anyway and forgiveness? Why is this is so important to us as human beings? Huh? Why is that so important? Make you really wonder, doesn't it? Or are these two, what are they? Yeah, that's a good question. Are they emotions? Are they feelings? What is resolution and forgiveness? I think before we can dive into that, first we have to determine what are they. Resolution, forgiveness. Are they emotions or are they feelings or are they just actions? Wow. Or are they just greatly exaggerated? You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Are they just greatly exaggerated that we as people just put a whole lot of emphasis on for nothing? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, because I kind of want to know about this one myself, because I think this is really, really, really going to be interesting. So how do we come to a resolution about problems in our relationships? What about forgiveness? Is there a certain order that needs to be followed before forgiveness can be done? What about even for resolution? Cheryl Bell says, I don't think you can have resolution without forgiveness. I see. Benny in the house. I see. Well. And... Lo says yes, and it doesn't include bringing flowers. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all, the lines are open, so let's get this conversation started today. Now, you know, with these things going on, because the first thing I want to know is, are they feelings, emotions, or actions? You know, what are they? Now, resolution, according to the Dictionary Online, the act or process of resolving, okay, the act of analyzing a complex notion into simpler ones, the act of answering, solving, the act of determining, okay? So if that is resolution, that tells me it's more of an action than anything else. It has no place in far as feelings. It has no place as far as emotions. It's just an act of solving something. Now, if I'm wrong, I may be wrong, but I'm going by what the definition of resolution is: the act of process of resolving, the act of analyzing a complex notion into simpler ones. The act of answering, solving, the act of determining. Okay? Oh, Lord have mercy, that's funny. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Now, that was for resolution. Now, as far as forgiveness, of course, we know it's, you know, derived from forgive, right? So the noun version says act of forgiving, state of being forgiven, disposition or willingness to forgive. So once again, it's not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's an acting. So both of these things are action words, right? Okay, y'all need to help out here because, you know, I want to know. Both of these are action words. So if that is the case, then which one comes first? Can you forgive someone without having resolution? Or should we say, boy, that hit me hard then. Or should we, can we say that resolution can be substituted with the word closure? Can we say that? Because if you can find a resolution of something, that means you are coming to the end of something, right? So that means you're looking for closure. Looking for closure. Now, if that is the actual way words we can switch around like that, then how can you have forgiveness if you don't have closure? I don't see how that's going to work. Oh, I hear some of you say, well, you can forgive someone without closure. Is that without resolution? Really? How does that work? How does that work? Lo says, why is the man always required to be the first to admit his fault in whatever the situation is, especially a black woman? Wow. Okay, Lo. Okay. You don't want them special minutes right now. Oh, Benny says, it's your show. You can say anything you want. Yeah, I bet. But anyway, so check this out, y'all. Check this out. Seriously, though. To forgive someone, first there has to be an admittance that something was done, right? Right. Now, can you truly say you can forgive someone, but you don't have resolution or closure to a situation? And I do believe the answer to that one is no. No, you can't. It's not possible. Well, it may be possible for some of you because you have fooled yourself into thinking that is what you do. So what you think you have come to a closure on, you really haven't because you haven't addressed the issue at all. So now You saying you done forgave a person. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. You said you have forgiven a person, right? But the first chance you get to spread something bad about that person, you the first one in line on the boat. You leading the crew. You leading the crew. You know, you just bad mouthing people, and you just bad mouthing them. And you know why? Number one, because you really haven't forgiven them. Because number two, you haven't come to a resolved the issues you two had. So now this false forgiveness that you claiming to have done is really a lie. Now, I asked a question before. Do they go hand in hand? Yes, they do. I think they do anyway. Like I say, anybody want to say something different, get on the lines and talk to me, 347-838-8622. And I see the Lowe has his hand up early. So let's bring him on in. Mr. Lowe, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll talk to you. What's that, bro?
Nothing, man. What's up with you?
Oh, man. Hey, you got some good stuff to talk about, man, because what you are saying is so true. I mean, let's take, for example, you're in a relationship, or let's not even say in a relationship, just a friendship with somebody. And, you know, maybe there was some feathers ruffled somewhere along the lines, but
mm-hmm.
you found a way to get past it. And maybe it was just you happened to be at the same place at the same time and you wind up laughing at someone together, and you wind up never even talking about it anymore, and it's supposedly water under the bridge, but it's still not resolved. There's still not a resolution there because it hasn't been talked about, and all that's not been forgiven, and all had people can say that you can forgive and not forget, but that's not true. Sometimes some things you just got to put it past you and go on with your life.
Well,
you know?
Well, let me think on this now. You know, yeah, everybody can forgive. All right, and, I mean that's yeah, you can forgive, but regardless, you will never forget. You know, yeah, I mean, let's be honest with you. You're not gonna forget it.
Well,
now,
over time,
you may, you know, put it there in the long-term memory bank, whatever, but immediately, you're not going to forget that. You're not.
Oh, no. Immediately, of course not.
No,
you know,
it's not going to happen.
But, you know, over the course of time, you know, let's say, I don't know, you have, or I don't want to go to infidelity because that's always something that, you know, people can string along, but let's just say, you know, you have a difference of opinion with a friend, a close friend, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you guys wind up at each other's throats for a while, and you don't talk for a while, and you wind up having to be at the same place. Say, for instance, someone gets sick that both
mm-hmm.
of you know, and now mm-hmm. you put your differences to the side for that person. So
mm.
now immediately that problem that you both had, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to talk about it and get it out of the way, or you're going to just put it all the way to the side and focus on what you both have in common at hand right here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm going to ask you a question. You know,
go ahead.
Basically, you have to have some kind of resolution then. If you come together and you're at that point, because if you don't discuss it, what happened, whether, you know, either one of you talk to each other or not, then there you really have had resolution, which in case
right.
you haven't, you can't forget, you're not going to, you can't really forget.
Right.
Because,
right.
And here's another thing about forgiveness, people, and I say it every afternoon when I go off the air. If you haven't forgiven yourself first, there's no way you're going to forgive anyone else. And
right.
I know some of y'all think that's crazy, but it's true. Because you have to give yourself for allowing things to happen, for things you've done to, you know,
mm-hmm.
make things happen. If you can come to a resolution within your own life, then it's not so hard to do it on the outside.
I agree.
It's not. Well,
I agree.
You.
And Chef,
huh?
Shell Bell, 1166, told the truth. You know?
Yeah.
She's, absolutely.
Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Okay. All right, Joe. What's going on?
I agree with you, Mr. Talk, because Shell Bell told the truth. She told the truth.
Oh, well, while y'all playing, let's say this. If a person says they forgive, but from time to time throw it in a person's face, is it safe to say that the person is still harboring unforgiveness? And the answer to that is yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Man.
Well,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
I agree, too. But let's take a look at the situation. I'm throwing something in my chick's face because she started something. She's provoking me to do it. Now, if I'm doing it just to do it, then I haven't forgiven her. But if I have forgiven her and she starts doing the same shit all over again, I'm going to throw it back in her face.
Well, don't even
well,
make
well, you know what, you know what that means, Joe? You know what that really means?
Y'all haven't come to a resolution on the thing.
It hasn't been solved.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, or at least it seems as though it was, but then it actually wasn't. Yeah.
Right. I want to give a shout out to PGT183. Welcome to the show. All right, but chat room.
Oh,
but,
Jermaine's in the chat. Yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
It was just something that was just put to the side, and you didn't focus on anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You know, some people, I don't know for whatever reason, but some people feel. Especially when you're talking about relationship-wise with a man and a woman, they can't solve their problems unless they go to someone else, more especially like a counselor or something. You know, that's something I can't understand. You know, instead of sitting down and talking about your own problems. Let's be honest. Just because this person has all these plaques on the wall for the education that they have in relationships. What if every relationship they've been in has been a bust?
Well, if it's true, yeah. I agree with you that just because a relationship counselor has those plaques doesn't really mean that he or she actually knows what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. I think, Lo, a few shows back, maybe a few months ago, and I think most of the guys on the line agreed with this, is that most men are afraid to show their vulnerability to a woman. It's not because the indoctrination we get. It's because I intuitively do not trust any chick on this planet for me to show my vulnerability until I really get to know her. Because I know from the indoctrination she's gotten that she's going to think of me as a weak person, even though I'm not. I'm vulnerable. If I cry because a close family member of mine has died, I'm allowed to cry. Now, I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah, well, that's normal. You know, that's not machismo, you know. That's normal, man. You know, if someone that's close to you or whatever passes, that's normal. But,
hold on for a minute. Let me go back to something that Lo mentioned about, a couple going to a counselor. Well, you know, look, there's a couple of ways you can look at this. Now, if, you know, the two of you are having problems and you can't come to any type of resolution, then what you should, a third party can't help. I mean, can't hurt. Because sometimes that third party would give you a viewpoint that neither one of you thought about that would lead to some type of resolution. Then that way you can move on from there and start the process of forgiveness. You know what I mean? Because, like I said before, I believe that you cannot forgive anyone without resolution. I mean, it's just that simple. The two work hand in hand.
Yeah, and to Benny, it's still better than calling them broads.
But, I mean, I understand that. But my thing is this. What's wrong with going to, I don't know, Mr. Yarbrough and Mrs. Yarbrough, who've been married for a long time, or you know, someone like that. You know, what's wrong with that? What would that hurt?
What would be wrong with that? Maybe. See, only thing you know is what you see on the outside. They may be having issues of their own.
They might be.
So they
might be sleeping in a different bed. That's true.
And look, and if they know you, then it may just give, you know, they just may have already formed an opinion about the both of you. So their type of counseling would not be, I guess,
wouldn't be objective. Yeah.
Their counseling would be biased. It would be biased.
Right.
But I'm saying you don't know that counselor either. But
for in the house, I see.
I agree with you, Lo. But another thing, I think we can, if we do some introspection, we can come up with the answers ourselves. For example,
I agree.
I believe that if a person cannot, within their own relationship frame or within their own marriage, if they can't resolve a problem, it's because of a lack of trust due to emotional baggage, or people want to continue that same toxic paradigm. I believe it's either done deliberately or it's done because of a lack of trust. Because I think if any guy that we know of on this phone, guys we don't know, you know, guys in general, if we can say to our chicks, do you trust me? And she says yes. Then why is there a conflict at all?
Okay, so now you're going on Michael's terms.
What did Michael say? Don't put me with Michael.
You put yourself with Michael.
Oh, what did Michael say? Yeah. Shit. Nah. Well, what do you think?
Michael said his relationship is going to be euphoria. There'll be no reason to have any conflicts whatsoever.
That's right.
Everything is just going to be
perfect.
Oh,
I agree with him on that. Yeah, I thought you were talking about something else. I think you shouldn't have major conflicts. I think if you have something new that comes up and you have a difference of opinion, you can have a difference of opinion, go back and forth for a day, something like that. But the thing is that if you trust me, then why do you want to make this relationship toxic? I'm going to do whatever I can to please you. And if you trust me, then why are we continuing the same bullshit?
Well, it's not just making the relationship toxic, Joe. I mean, you know, hey, trust
if you
me.
Have
no, like
a trust, you've got a relationship. Like you said before, Joe,
things are going to come up. Now, the question is, how do you handle it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. If you trust me, not to be a dickhead, right, and it's, oh, shit, something came up. What do you mean you spent that kind of money, all right? Whoa, I don't have to say it like that. I don't say, hey, why did you spend the money like a fucking moron? I can just say, honey, how come you spent the money like that? And she gives me a reason. Now, I don't agree with it. Now, if she understands where I'm coming from, where I'm not trying to control her, and she says and proves to me that she, or proves to herself that she made a mistake, I'll go along with it. She made a mistake.
That means,
she won't do it again.
Okay, so that means you two of you came to a resolution.
Yeah. Because we trust. Now, if she thinks I'm a dickhead because I'm going to try to control a lot of, and don't you fucking laugh, Lo, I hear you. Now, if guys are going to try to control their girl, then doesn't matter how good the girl is, this guy's an asshole. He's always going to try to control her, no matter how good she is.
They have assholes out there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I said, 25% of guys, they're not relationship material whatsoever.
Okay. Hold on. Ebony want to get some. And bring Ebony in. Hello,
hi,
Ebony.
Hi.
She's early.
Ebony.
Ebony.
Hello.
How you doing, babe?
Ebony.
Hi, Jibs. Hello.
Loey's wife is here.
Yeah. You should be here eating some of this ice cream and cookies with me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I would make you ice cream cookies if I was there.
All right. So that's how to resolve conflict.
There you go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it takes.
There you go.
Okay.
Everything being necessary. Yeah, I feel a little Malcolm X coming on.
Go ahead and give these arseholes your opinion, baby.
Oh, you're like, you're not one. Flo's good today. He hasn't been really contentious today.
No, he's very sharp today.
Mm.
I was going to say that, you know, you talk about forgiveness, aren't you? Are you talking about forgiveness? Am I right?
Huh?
Yeah,
it's about resolution and forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one comes first? Yeah.
Forgiveness first and a resolution second.
How? Can you do that?
Well, forgiveness is saying that I accept that you're a human being. I accept that we're all fallible. I'm acknowledging that human weakness that we have and that thing we have about being selfish and self-centered. And I'm happy that I hear that in this case you have executed just that. You've been all of that. But I forgive it if it's human. The resolution comes when we look at what you've done. What is it that you've done? And can I live with it? Can I accept it? Not even live with it, just accept it. Because for me, a resolution may mean that I accept, forgive, but I never want to see you again. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll tell you when you get finished. Go ahead.
So I can forgive you. I can accept what you've done. But that doesn't mean I never have to have you around me.
I agree with her.
See you as part of my life. Yeah. So I just,
basically,
I was having the same conversation with my daughter about a friend of ours. Yeah. I was having the same conversation with my friend about my friend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who I'm very close to, or I was very close to. But she does a lot of bitching, right? She knows how to bitch about stuff. And, initially you go, okay, that's okay. Because you know what? I know that's your kind of tendency. But it comes closer and closer to home, okay? And then one day she bitched about the wrong thing. And I was just like, you know what? I'll cut you off at this point. I forgive you for what you said, and we've come to a resolution, i.e. we talked about it, and she accepted what she'd done, and I accepted that was inappropriate for me and unacceptable. But as a result of that, I've drawn a line where she's concerned. I've just drawn a line.
And I did
that means we ain't, like, killing each other every day, like, used to, right? We're not doing that. We're not going out and partying together or whatever, because you're not part of my inner circle anymore. But I forgive you.
And I understand that, because I did that with an acquaintance of mine over a year ago. Yeah. Mm. And knowledge said something too, which it was just true. Resolution is mutual.
Yeah, resolution is mutual in a relationship. Forgiveness is sinking.
What were you going to say, Art? Because I wanted to say something.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And
Eric, you
there? Well, she went ahead and she went ahead and fixed it. Yeah, she went ahead and fixed it. That's all. Because I was going to say, Ebony, but if you confront a person, there's got to be some type of resolution. But she went ahead and said they did it. And then, she forgave him and told her to move on about her business. But go ahead, Joe, and then I want to bring PNG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, about the singular aspect that knowledge is talking about, there was a girl who was actually my mistress. She was married at the time. And I was hoping that we could have a better relationship than what we had, even though I didn't want to take her away from her husband. She said she still wanted to stay with her husband. I said, okay, fine. But she was a sweetheart. And I said, okay. Let's see what we can do. What happened was that she lied, not about the husband or anything, but she lied about other things. And it really bothered the shit out of me. So what happened, I just lay down, and I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour. And then after that period of time, I just forgave her. I just had all the animosity wiped out of my constitution. But not because she deserved it, but because I didn't want to be bugged about being angry anymore about her lies. So I just said, okay, I forgive her, but no more, nothing. No resolution.
So you never,
it was my own,
you never told her, no resolution, you just forgave her.
Yeah.
But yet you're still talking about it.
Mm.
I'm bringing it up for an example. Is that the topic?
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me bring Pianki in. You just mad because I got you.
You didn't catch me.
Hold on. Let me bring Pianki in. Pianki, what's going on?
Yeah, Joe, you know, you can get killed like that.
I hear you, because I see you writing people get shot like that for the Hatfields and McCoys.
The mistress.
Messing with married women.
No, he was talking about the mistress part of it.
Yeah. I didn't know him. He came on to me. I figured I don't believe I was the cheater. She was the cheater.
He had that one instance where a guy that used Stand Your Ground and walked in on his wife having sex with a younger man and shot him.
Yeah, that did happen. Yep. That did happen.
Well, that was the only one I had, so I'm not going to get shot. No.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still not going to get shot.
Okay. Well, let's get back on topic.
Exactly. Yeah, and I can give you a better example. I can give you a better example.
Before you get an example, I want to read something I was sent to. A lot of time in relationships, the moment conflict arises, people want to bail out instead of doing what's necessary to resolve the issues. As I always say, a lot of times, couples don't want to put in the work. No relationship or person is perfect, and so we make mistakes. And if there is love and both feel the relationship is worth it, then you learn to work through difficult situations. Huh. What's going on, Les? I see you out there. What'd you think about that?
Okay, so that's when they actually say that a relationship is work, I guess. That's the work part, I guess. If it's safe to say.
You know what? Yeah. I mean, how can you? Mm-hmm. I mean, look.
It is work. How can you resolve something that's really bugging you without work?
Hey, don't turn this weapon on me. I just asked a question.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
No,
I just asked
a question.
Yeah.
God dang it. But anyway. So what y'all take on that statement right there?
You do have to work at it.
Anybody?
I don't think.
It's an ongoing process. Michael Jordan never just woke up one day and said, hey, I don't have to practice anymore. I reached the plateau, so I'm good. That man had to practice every day.
Right.
He had to work at it every day.
But why do you have to work at it every day in a relationship? If two people have come to a resolution that this thing is bothering one of the people in the relationship, and they both agreed not to do it anymore, why is that same thing reoccurring?
Joe, it's not just that.
Okay, wait a minute.
You have two
people. I got this, Lo.
Go ahead.
I got this one. All right, Joe. Now, I'm going military on you, okay? Now, you're in the motor pool. You got vehicles out there, you know, you're doing your maintenance on.
Right.
But you got this one vehicle sitting at the end that nobody's working on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so what happens is you get alerted. Bam. Y'all got the road. Now, nobody worked on that vehicle on the end, but they're going to put it on the road.
Okay.
All right. And by the time you get to the gate to roll out the gate, it breaks down on you.
Right.
Why did it break down, Joe?
He didn't work on it.
Why did it break down? That's right. It's just like a relationship. You have to work on a relationship. And no relationship is going to survive if you stand there and say, I'm content and we happy the way we are. It's not going to happen.
So wait a minute. That's your analogy?
It's ever
Yeah,
evolving.
But you yeah.
So what if I keep working on that Jeep and that Jeep keeps breaking down, then it's called sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there are some people that actually sabotage relationships.
That's what I'm talking about. Why? If I'm in a relationship with somebody, how many different things have to come up within a few years of a relationship that are going to cause differences of opinion?
Why do you have to push everything out to the extreme?
It's not out to the extreme. It's bringing it down to basics.
The basics is a difference of opinion could be, we haven't went anywhere in a couple of months. I mean, when are we going to go back to dinner? You know, we used to do things periodically. Well,
then
I'm working.
I do it then. It's no problem.
I'm working. Now, listen.
Okay. Give me any situation. I will solve it.
Oh.
any situation, whether you want the kid to go to school, any situation between a man and a woman, regardless of whether it's marriage or outside of marriage. Give it to me.
Okay. I said.
She comes to you and tell you your son is gay.
He don't
to me,
care
it doesn't
about
matter.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, he don't care about. No,
I don't give a rat's ass about that. As long as he's a good person, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, he don't care about that. He don't care about that at all. He gonna let him and his boyfriend come to the house.
Not with bells on, but yeah, they can come to the house. I don't like the ones with the what do you call the one with the they're wearing that fox around their neck and shit.
Flaming.
Yeah, I don't like the flamers, but I don't. What do they call it?
I don't like none of them, man.
All right, well, not all. But to me, okay, that was all.
Well,
anything else?
I'll be quiet.
Well, Benny in the chat room says if you have to work too hard at a relationship, there may be an incompatibility issue.
Incompatibility.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to
I don't even agree with overtime you. To attempt to make a relationship work. And you're right. You shouldn't have to work overtime. But to make the relationship work, there still has to be, there's going to be issues and there's going to have to be resolution within that relationship to make it continue to work, to make it the wheel keep the wheels turning.
I agree with you on that. Either within the first 2 years, 3 years. But, I mean, after that, why should there be, everybody has a marriage or knows of people who have had marriages for 20 years, why would there have to be constant resolutions in 20 years worth of marriage?
It doesn't have to be anything all outlandish. I mean, perfect example. You meet a woman, and neither of you are showing your true sides. You know, you put your best foot forward, and, oh, yeah, when Joe went normally on Wednesday, Joe doesn't shave because, fuck it, I'll shave on Friday because I'm going out Friday or whatever.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's shaving every day, and he's just, everything's perfect. And normally, he don't clean his house up every day, but...
That's me.
She's coming by. Everything's spick and span.
Right.
But, exactly. Now, on down the road, when she's more comfortable with you and vice versa, things start to change just a little bit. And she's wondering, hey, what happened to old Joe? He was neat. Everything was great. And so, as time goes on, different situations bring these things about, man. I mean, it doesn't have to get to the extreme.
Well, I agree with you. Let me tell you about that one, because I was thinking about something similar to that a couple of weeks ago. My house is made to live by me. Now, if somebody's going to come over constantly, then this house is going to constantly be clean. And now, if she's going to live with me, which I don't particularly care for, I want my space, but let's say she is, I'm still going to have the house relatively clean to the point where she was accustomed to it when she came over. Now, if she says, well, I think maybe this can be done, or this can be done, and she accepted this particular level before, then she and I might have to talk about it. Now, nobody's ever had to tell me to pick up my clothes, put my shoes away, put my socks away. I do that anyway. Okay? But there isn't anything outside of where do you want to send your sons and daughters. Do you want to send them to boarding school, or do you want them to stay home? That's a hard one. The other ones are not that hard. There is nothing between a man and a woman, or two gays, or two lesbos, that is that hard. It has to be because of either lack of trust.
Now, what you're talking about is in a perfect, not a perfect, functional relationship.
Okay.
Say what?
Said with me,
so,
there is no goddamn conflict that's going to continue.
Okay.
I'm going to make my case known.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're saying, even if there is some type of conflict, y'all going to resolve it one way or the other, right?
Correct. And all of you are doing the same thing. All of you now, over 40, you all have changed from your teen philosophies to resolving it no matter what.
Now, there was a conflict about a week or so ago on this show with me and mine. And, you know, she called me out my name. She said, why are you acting like a bitch? And, you know,
who said this?
We resolved that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, then you resolved it. I don't even remember that.
I remember.
He lost before. You know,
Who called you?
He lost.
What woman called you a bitch?
The woman across the pond.
Oh, Jesus. Now you start
yeah.
shit up again.
Yeah, I was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told you what
he
was going to even remember.
He remembers it. She remembers it.
Mm. All right.
I didn't
so.
Call you back.
Ebony, what you
thought?
Yes, you did.
I didn't call you back.
Now you're You did. You love you sometimes. I suck like a bitch. I remember
yeah,
that.
Sometimes you bitch with the guys, but I didn't call
oh,
you a bitch.
Oh, you bitch, not because you are a bitch.
Well, it's the same thing to me, and she understands
no.
that I didn't like that, and I forgave her.
Oh, God.
All right. So you know what? I'm going back to sleep, guys. I'm listening, but I'm...
I thought you had a show tonight.
No, I haven't got a show tonight, Joe. I was going to ask you to come on about 11 my time, which is about, what is that, 6 p.m.? Can you do that?
6 p.m.
Just do a little fight. Yeah, your time.
6 p.m. Yeah, to go to yeah, do you go to your show?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little private show in between. Just
oh, okay,
me.
I can go there at 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a little
sounds
private
like
one.
Resolution.
Yeah, oh, I don't know what we have to resolve. There's no conflict.
Yes, yeah, there's it is because you hear low in the background.
No. I don't hear a little bit.
The hardest thing between her and Joe will be the distance. That's about it. Nothing else is gonna be hard.
Oh Lord God.
There's his subtle reference to the libido again.
If
it was anybody else, I would have just said, okay, fine. But I know low libido.
Fuck that.
Wow. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
But like I said, I mean, you know, you're going to have small things that reoccur, but, you know, it shouldn't be something big every year, you know, to the point where you're at each other's throat.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, small things, yeah, you know, you put your best foot on when you met each other and was first starting a date or whatever, and then the truth came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you can deal with that truth, that's something different.
You know, yeah. And you know, Benny come brings up a good point. Unfortunately, some attempt to resolve conflicts with violence. So, we hope that not a lot of that goes on, but we know it does. Well, see, you
I
know,
never had
then
those
that way, to Benny, you know, there's no forgiveness. It's time to roll out. You never had them problems. Why not, Pianki?
I never had those relationship problems like I hear discussed on here.
Shut up, age men don't have those problems.
Why?
Oh.
Pardon me?
No, I'm saying, why not, Pianki? Why not?
Well, we don't. Arguments and all this stuff. We didn't have no arguments.
Man, what the hell is a 70-year-old man looking like arguing with his wife? Get that out of here. Damn.
Boy, I tell you something. I got you 70 years
old.
Oh,
I know some now.
Where he gonna jump up and
what,
leave the house and go where? To the old
wait a minute.
Home?
Well, you know what, Pianki, you know what? You're right. You don't because your wife across the water.
Mm.
Well, of course you're not gonna
no,
have an
I'm
argument.
Talking about my,
I mean, the
my first one. My first wife is I'm
oh,
still
your first
married
wife?
To even though she's dead. We never had no problems like that.
Well,
I had both of my wives.
Okay.
Huh?
You know,
is she an American woman?
Well, my first wife?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, she's my childhood sweetheart.
Hmm.
You know what?
Oh, okay.
I met another guy who married his childhood sweetheart. She's still living, too. And they never had any arguments. He's not from down in Tennessee. Bob.
Well?
Met him at the safety inspection place. But those things do happen, especially if you don't...
They never had something they consider an argument.
If you don't... well, a lot of things have to go into having a long-lasting relationship, or should I say companionship with... I don't like to call them relationships. It's companionship. It's someone that you married to. How are you going to be a relationship? But to each his own. But a lot of work and preparation has to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't marry unless I'd done background checks. My kids are not going to marry unless they do that night.
Wow. This guy.
But wait a minute. But you did you did marry across an African from the, across the water, correct?
Yeah, they family done background checks on me.
Oh, yeah? Is she still in Ghana?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for a while.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I'm bringing somebody else in on this.
Who? I was going to say, I was in.
Hold
on. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, 661, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Kat. I'm just listening.
Hey, Kat.
I'm just listening to all you single people.
Hey, Kat, how you doing?
Hey, Pianki. We're fish out of water here. Don't you think?
Well, no.
So what you have
only
to say
Eric,
about
Eric's
it?
Eric's the only one plus myself who's not married, and Ebony, she's going to be married. So, everybody else is
married. Somebody married Lowe? Really?
You don't know me. Somebody married Joe Pesci today?
Hey, we
know. Yeah, it's remarkable, ain't it?
But before, no, hold on, wait.
Miracles still do happen. They don't have to be on 42nd Street at Christmas time.
Damn it.
Yeah, the miracle. Cruise. Santa Claus.
Now.
Santa Claus.
Hold up. All right, now. Cat.
What?
Now, before you say anything else on this show, you owe me an apology for your actions that day when you came on here with that word.
I was quoting what we said on the show before.
What the fuck would you quote?
We had a show about
okay.
it.
All right.
I need to ask you a question, but I apologize if I offended you. I think I meant to offend you because you had pissed me off about something else. So, but I need to ask you a question.
Yes, we know.
Do you use the name Mr. Talk in all caps? Did you come to our show last night? Was that you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I was wondering if somebody else was using your name. That's
like
all.
Like the Jew.
Yeah.
No.
Because then after
that
we had some trolls
and
we had problems with trolls. Okay.
Oh, no, that was me. Okay. Now, Kat,
so
what do you have to say on relationships with resolution and forgiveness and conflicts? What are your take on that? Have you and your husbands had conflicts to where y'all weren't able to come to some type of resolution, but you managed to forgive each other anyway?
No, we've never fought. We've never had any conflicts.
Come on.
No, seriously. I think at this point, you know, I think that just forgiveness is automatic. You know, you don't really have to work for it. And that is the resolution. Because we're committed to each other, so the things that we fight about, especially when you're younger, are just so trivial when you get older. You look back and you think, did we really fight about that? You know?
Yeah, how do you feel now about the two bathrooms in your house?
Oh, I've just kind of gotten over that. Because you know what? I couldn't imagine a life without my husband. So I have to just, put up with it, you know. I don't nag him about not picking up his laundry and things like that. That's petty.
Mm.
So you've come to a resolution within yourself that it's going to be what it's going to be, right? And you just move on.
Well, we like each other. Can you imagine somebody really likes me?
Okay.
Don't you think I should be grateful for
that? Alrighty then.
Nothing but a lot of silence on that.
Well, if you don't like yourself, then I guess it's important for somebody else too. That's all I can say. All right, Lo.
I like myself.
Well,
okay then. So that's good then.
I'll tell you what happened, Mr. Tucker. This is a guy that we both know. I don't know if you remember, but a guy that was in our battalion, he was married to his high school sweetheart, and I think they had been married almost 20 years, and he was on his 20th mm-hmm. year in the military, and the year he was going to retire, they got a divorce. So,
wow.
That high school sweetheart thing doesn't always work. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 20 years.
She got half of his pension.
Yeah.
She didn't get any. Matter of fact, from what I remember, he got the custody of their younger daughter. Their sons were adults, and she didn't receive any of his pension, and she also had to pay him child support.
Ah, about that.
It's we ain't gonna get into that part of it. Yeah,
she received the pension when he get ready to retire.
No, she won't. No, she won't. Trust me.
That's communal property, ain't it?
No,
yeah.
It's not.
It depends on the state
okay.
that you live in.
All right. I'm telling you. She, if you know what's really going on with military law, she won't get nothing. But anyway, let's get back to resolution and forgiveness. We ain't going to go off into that role right there. So, now, I asked a question earlier, and nobody answered, so I'm going to ask it again. Resolution, forgiveness, those are two action words, correct? So they involve no feelings and no emotions. Can we say yes?
No, forgiveness has emotions.
Forgiveness, of course, involves emotion.
Yeah,
resolution is not.
Because that's an emotion in and of itself.
Cities pass resolutions all the time. It doesn't have no emotions to it.
Well,
okay, but forgiveness has an emotion?
Forgiveness is an emotion. I forgive.
It can be a noun and a verb. Because forgiveness
how
is a noun.
How is it
a verb.
Emotion.
Yeah.
How is it an emotion?
Because it is.
I mean,
because forgiveness.
It's based on somebody said, I'm sorry, and you say, okay, I forgive you.
Well, actually, if you
okay.
look at it, remember what Ebony said. She had a friend, her and her friend were at odds, but she hadn't brought her friend back into her circle, you know. I don't fuck with you, but I forgive you, you know. So, not too many emotions there. Something happened to that girl, Ebony probably won't be there to see all.
Probably not, and
Exactly.
No. So actually,
I don't
when you forgive
nobody.
Somebody, you are relieving yourself of anger and resentment. So
hey,
you're
I'm
actually
get
release
you.
Of
I'm know. Gonna get you sooner or later.
Was it P ankle? What? I see you in the chat room now. P ankle.
P ankle.
Just like the Hatfields and McCoys, they don't forgive. You won this battle, the war ain't over.
Who haven't you forgiven yet,
Bianchi? Bomb of Truth by Benny.
Pardon me?
Bible Truth by Benny says, people get me with these shallow apologies where they say, if I offended you, when it's obvious that they intentionally offended you.
Right. Good point.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
That's a good one.
You know, something that really pisses me off is when someone does something to me and just says, sorry,
mm-hmm.
and keep it moving. I mean, you didn't mean that just as much as anything else. You shouldn't even said it. You didn't mean it.
True.
Like politicians.
So, you know what? That's
absolutely.
So, in that case, how do you accept apologies like that, or did you just go on like normal and just go, okay, whatever?
Yeah.
And then
you really
not. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you can do with that one. You just got to accept that one.
It's a choice. I mean, you can forgive the person or you can just move on and just forget about it, leave him or her in the dust. Yeah. People who are insincere, if they're too insincere, as far as I'm concerned, you got to get them. Because even though they may be a little thing, over time, these little things start to accumulate. Right?
Absolutely.
So then you got to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the worst and best example I can give of that, Joe, and I mentioned this the other day. I know Mr. Talk saw it. And I'm not pointing the finger at anyone specifically, but there's a certain demographic of people when you're walking towards them and they see you, even if they could be having a bad day. They'll look at you and give you this cheap grin, and that grin will fall off their face as soon as you acknowledge them. You know, there's no emotions in that, no feelings in that. So it's been done to me so many times that I don't even consider it anymore, you know.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're saying if you're in an office or walking down the street, and are you seeing somebody you know or seeing some strangers and you're smiling at them or have a cheerful face and they take a look at you and whatever they're doing?
What I'm saying is I may be opening a door, coming in a gas station or a grocery store, whatever, and for some odd reason the person that has to walk by me, instead of saying excuse me or hello or something like that, I'll get a shitty grin, you know, like a real cheese grin. And as soon as our eye contact leaves, the grin just automatically falls from their face.
That's natural, though. Nobody has any attachment to
That's
a stranger.
No,
if you open
no,
up the door to somebody and the chick is smiles at you to say, without saying verbally, she's saying thanks by giving you a cheeky grin. Then she moves on. What else is she supposed to do? That happens to me. That happens to everybody.
I was going to hold my mule, but I got to let it go now. Joe, the only people that do that is white women.
Oh, please, will you stop?
I'm just
especially the one that's got concealed carry in their purse.
I know it's not just
the only
ones. Look.
I've held open doors for men because they were there ahead of me, just slightly ahead of me, held it open, they give me a little grin, move on in, that's it. I don't talk to them, they don't talk to me. I do it for women. Some women have held open doors for me if I was there before them. You know, I look at them, I keep on moving. You saying black chicks don't do this if you hold open doors for them?
Black women, I have never had a black female do that to me, and anyone that's black that's listening to this show knows exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it's the tight face grin, just for a second, and there's no emotion.
What do you want? Of course, there's no emotion. What do you want them to do?
If I'm gonna hold a door for you, just say thank you.
Okay,
that's fine. That's great. You don't have to. You don't have to smile at me. You don't have to fake ass.
If you would come, on the show, if somebody said thank you, and you would say, you know what, they said thank you, but they didn't say it with emotion.
That's not true, Joe. Like I said before, and I did a survey of a lot of people that I know. I threw it out there. Hey, has this ever happened to you? I had more yays than nays. And I have cousins that said, hey, I try to do it to them before they do it to me.
That's because everybody does it the same way. Again, I've held open doors, or I've gone in ahead of people. They've given me either looked at me, haven't smiled, haven't said anything, no emotion. It's just the way it is. People don't know other people. Keep it going.
I was heading to a door one time. This one black woman was naked.
Oh, wow.
I knew it. I knew it was coming. I knew something perfect.
And listen here, we were both heading to the door, so I hurry up and got to the door before she did, so she didn't think I'd be looking at her wide ass. And then when I went through, I didn't even hold the door open for her. She said, talk about politeness.
There you go.
I've had that, too. When you go inside,
you're not going to be insulting my black women.
I'm not talking about your black.
You had what, Joe?
I'm talking about women in general. You walk inside an elevator and you don't tip your hat, or you don't move over fast enough, and you hear shit like that.
What in the world?
That's
a goat.
I don't know.
That's a goat.
I think so.
That's a goat. That's your goat.
I heard it.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They suck their lips you're supposed to tip your hand.
Is it feeding time?
Those are white chicks. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not because some chick is white that they do it. It's
Joe. All right, whatever.
Let me ask this question. Get y'all back on topic. Let me ask this question. How much emotion does it take to forgive someone?
Sometimes it takes an awful lot.
Yeah.
How much emotion does it take?
When you start figuring out what a divorce occurs.
I always have to go to the worst situation possible.
It takes a lot of emotion.
It doesn't have to be funny.
Extreme.
Exactly. And sometimes you just have to be a person with a strong will, and it would take a strong constitution, and it would take you heaven and earth to fall apart before you forgive somebody for something and resolve something with them.
Yeah. I think when I forgave her, I didn't do it because she deserved it. I did it to relieve myself of my frustration.
That was the problem from the beginning, Joe. You're relieving yourself.
Well, I relieve myself on your shoes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
okay. Oh, Lord. All right, y'all keep that to yourself, okay?
Well, you know what he said, so you know what he meant. I know what he meant. You know what he meant.
Into knowledge. Look, into knowledge says depends on how. Okay, knowledge. I can't even pronounce it.
Gregorius.
The act was.
And it's true. And it's true because if it's a very small offense, you don't need a lot of forgiveness. But if it's, you know, something hefty.
Okay, wait a minute, Joe. So what you're saying, there's different levels of forgiveness?
The different motivations, different,
Kobe Bryant, it's the Kobe Bryant type of forgiveness when you buy a $25 million ring.
That's not forgiveness, that's a buyout.
That's
not forgiveness, that's a buyout.
Yeah,
that's not forgiving anything. Yeah, no, it is forgiveness.
That's not forgiveness.
In all honesty, she was a whore just for staying, you know. If he had to pay $4 million for a ring, you know. Yeah,
did he divorce him anyway?
Hell no.
But he could afford it. I mean, he didn't. You think she would have accepted something out of a Cracker Jack box?
I think
okay,
that she
would
have accepted
minute,
something out
minute.
Of
the spirit
of a
heart. Y'all going to the left again.
Right.
Look, y'all going to the left again. Let's back. Are there different levels of forgiveness? Y'all say, yeah, but what levels are there?
Like Nala said, it depends upon how egregious the act is. If it's a small offense, then it doesn't take you more than a couple of seconds to forgive because you really love your sweetie. But if it's a huge offense, like cheating, it's going to take a lot of emotion to forgive.
Hmm.
That doesn't make sense to you, Eric?
Well, that's a good example. Another example is you have two church members that get into it about something at business meeting, and the next thing you know, one church member decides to move their membership somewhere else because of it.
Oh, that's
not
forgiveness. That's bullshit.
It happens.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
That's coming to your senses.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's what that is. Well, David Daly said, nah, you just kill him.
Yeah, I read
wow.
that.
Okay. Wow. So is there ever a point where you just cannot forgive anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? When?
No.
Well, if you have so many problems with each other and they just do something that you cannot put up with.
Well, Debbie said it right. Yeah, like Kat's saying, repeated offenses. If you're going to continue to do it, then why bother keep on forgiving? Because now they're thinking of you. Well, I can do it one more time and again because he or she's going to forgive me. Fuck it.
Hey, if you'd have ducked to hang around after it's been done two or three times to you, then that's on you.
Wow.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're accepting repeated offenses, yeah.
Is that one-off laws? Is that one-off laws as humans? You know, sometimes we just want it to work so bad that we begin to put up with anything and everything, and then we start using the word forgiveness not as a real act, but just something to get us by.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it makes you
codependent. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, most relationships aren't based on direct communication or truly honest communication, because that would mean the breakup of most relationships. Because when you're having a conflict resolution and you're saying to somebody, no matter how sweetly you say it, babe, this is kind of like bothering me and we've talked about it and you're still doing it. Now, after you've said something like that and she acknowledges or he acknowledges that, you know, yeah, I've been doing it, I'll stop, but they continue to do it, how many times are you going to have to keep reminding them before you say, stop, stop? And then, you know, the girl, or the guy, whoever she's with, she's going to say, well, okay. But then she still doesn't stop. And now you do it again. You raise your voice. And now she's going to raise her voice back at you. And now you're going to have arguments. Now, either you're going to have arguments because you don't want to leave the relationship, or are you really going to say, get out of my life? But see, people don't want to get to that point, so that's why they very rarely have extremely direct honest and blunt communication. Mm-hmm. It's always some kind of nebulous, vague bullshit that they want to work mm-hmm. around. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
the forgiveness.
Go ahead, man.
The forgiveness should come with recompense, just like Kobe Bryant done.
Mm. Now, they're in a divorce. They're going through a divorce now. Yeah. And oh, whoa, screw Joe.
Like I said, it all depends. I mean, it comes a time when you ask yourself, do you love them or are you used to them?
Lo, are you in the chat?
No.
No, that must be Okay.
Yeah,
Jude's
in
the chat.
I don't know I'm in the chat, man.
Okay.
Sometimes cold hard cash is better than
forgiveness.
Check this
out. So,
Benny's trying to start trouble.
I said sometimes cold hard cash is better than forgiveness.
Oh. Anyway.
Well, think about it.
For how long?
Well, a $25 million diamond, that would be a pretty good.
That's actually a $4 million diamond, but, you know, cash is still with him, so.
Debbie really does want to start. Hey, Lo.
That was probably $2 million.
Let's go back. Let's go back. Okay, so, okay, so it's $25 million and it's a ring. But what has that really got besides him basically appeasing her so she wouldn't leave him? But was anything solved behind it?
No, because they are going through a divorce now.
Was anything really solved?
No. It only bided some time. That's all.
Right,
for
so that's 25 mil he could have kept in his pocket.
Yeah. It was just for her to make her divorce.
Whatever the cost was. Yeah. You know, he could have kept that in his pocket and invested it in something. Heck. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's why,
I don't care what it is, that is why. What?
Hey, Lo, you got to be able to
resolution
saying about
is something that I feel has to come before forgiveness.
First thing, Kobe supposedly got caught up or whatever. Then again, they found out the girl was lying. Then they found out she had been with all these dudes or whatever. His relationship was already on the rocks. Okay, so he go and pay like $4 million for this ring. It's the first time it's happened. And his old lady take that ring and supposedly stuff's good
mm-hmm.
after that. Then you have the next thing I know, the Olympic Games, the basketball team he was on.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was sitting there and
uh-huh.
he got a couple of groupies sitting there and all of a sudden his old lady get nauseous about that. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, hell, if she was handling her business, she probably wouldn't have had that problem in the first place. So, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, well.
Can you blame it? Can you really blame it on her? I mean, come on now.
If she's a ghost,
wouldn't that be both ways?
Well, he married a gold digger in the first place. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have had any realistic expectations that she was going to stay faithful to him, and she probably married him just for the money.
Okay.
I don't see why a woman would be unfaithful to a man that's making it $30, $40 million a year. What is she... messing with somebody else for, ultimately.
To get the dick.
Oh, my
God.
What does she want, Ken?
She was just a trophy.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Mr. Talk, where's your noise machine? You just like doing that to me, don't you?
What noise machine?
So the night you can say, I whap Pianki.
Yeah, I kind of get a thrill out of that.
Don't worry, Pianki. One time he jacked me so many times.
Watch this.
Lock and line.
Well, you know what? It's okay, Pianki. I'm not going to shoot you today. Not yet, anyway. Not anyway. All right, so... So what is our conclusion here? Can you have resolution without forgiveness, or can you have forgiveness without resolution, or do they go hand in hand?
If you have to buy a $4 million ring to get forgiveness and or resolution,
everyone?
Then you don't have anything.
Well, how about the man that just bought a box of candy?
I don't think.
Really?
He's a loser.
How about the man that goes there with all sincerity and honesty?
A man? What about him?
How about the man that goes there with all sincerity and honesty and screw the flowers and all that other crap?
What, for cheating or just for a normal offense?
What's really going on?
I mean, hey, regardless, I mean, what the hell is flowers going to do?
Well,
oh my God.
No, I
Valentine's
think
Day can be very difficult after 20 or 25 years. What you going to get them?
It's the act of consideration that's important.
Yeah, I don't believe in just words.
I think the expectation is surprising. I think the surprise and expectation is more exciting.
Expectation of what, though?
Of what's coming. I gave my wife a diamond ring one time, but I had it in a big old 4x4 box, and each box was smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bob, we were talking about if a man was cheating, how is he going to approach his wife?
No.
Well, he shouldn't tell her.
He should
stop cheating.
Yeah, well, if she's found out, how are you going to then approach her?
Lord, I don't know.
Yeah,
y'all are so negative about relationships on this show. Does anybody on here have a good relationship? Let's talk about great relationships.
They're all the same.
We're asking, why shouldn't a man not tell him? That's something you usually don't hear a woman say. That's what I'm trying to get at. So I want to know your reason of why a man shouldn't tell.
If my husband right now was screwing around with somebody, I don't want to know about it. And he better not tell me, because if he told me, oh, my God, hell hath no fury. I don't want to know. And if I had a friend who knew about it, I don't want her to tell me either.
After a while, it gets to the point where it don't make no difference anyway, does it?
Yeah, it's hard starting over, so fuck it.
No, that's not it at all. I just, you know, if my husband can be who he is with me and he's having sex with somebody else, I don't want to know it. I mean, I really do not want to know it. I've been through this before. And believe me, it doesn't end well. Let me tell
you
something. My mother, at my old age, what I've learned, exactly what my mother told me is absolutely true. If you really want to hurt somebody, you just kill them with kindness.
Doesn't work.
So if he... Yes, it does, because if he's messing around with somebody, that's because I've done something wrong. See, there are two people in a relationship, and one person doesn't hurt the other one without something being wrong there from the get-go. You're both responsible for what goes on. So
yeah,
as long as I know, you're going to disagree.
I'm going to disagree.
You know something else, too, Kat? Consideration had to come with the children.
Why do
you
disagree,
children 3, 4, and 5.
Like
if you got children 3 and 4 and 5, you have to... You have to think beyond yourself, the selfishness of yourself. You have children that's going to be impacted. And
well, yeah,
under no circumstance.
I've been there,
no
done that. But I left that situation because there was no resolution. Because I was one of those women who forgave and forgave and forgave. And finally you're like, it's him, it's not me. But I am with someone that I really love. I spent most of my life single, by the way, so I really love this man, and I know he loves me, and if he's messing around on me right now and I don't know about it, I like the way things are. I don't want to know about it. I swear to God I don't.
Well, I understand that, Cap, but I'm going to be like Mike and say you contradicted yourself, because I was about to come in there after you said that. You know, if somebody's doing something like cheating, it's not just because it's like two people involved in it. And then you just said, well, you know, he was whatever he was doing, but you forgave and forgave and forgave. And then you said you knew it wasn't you. It doesn't always happen. People do things not because they're provoked, but because of emotional baggage a lot of times. There are people.
And now this wind is killing me. It really is.
What are you doing outside?
That's where they usually keep dog houses.
Looks like he had a fall off. All right. So in any case, they're all people because of their emotional baggage. You just want to start trouble. They're called females.
Yeah, men have no drama.
Oh,
right?
Plenty of men do. Plenty of men do. But not all. And again, I'm always going to boil it down to where you're going to have a nice guy who, if you give him a nice woman, he's going to like it. You give a nice guy to the ordinary average chick, she's going to get bored with the nice guy.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm not bored with my nice guy.
Gangs, I'm going to make sure we can talk.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very exceptional, Joe.
Well, okay. Alright.
Well, I'd be bored. I'm bored all day long, Joe. I have to wait till all my friends get off from work so we can play.
But what do you do? You're married.
His wife's not here. Doesn't matter.
I don't even want to know what I'm at. And Lowe said
okay.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's doing that.
Let's see. David Daly in the chat room said that she can forgive a one night oops, but with an affair, that's a whole different thing. So, I mean, interesting.
Suppose your
huh?
husband's on the down low.
So there is certain.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I'd be gone.
Well, apparently, well, Kat says she doesn't want to know anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
that's
no,
what she
no,
said.
No,
she
no,
doesn't
no,
want to
no.
know.
I thought they had a sexual part.
I would think that true for that. Huh?
You're picking on me.
Well, we can't.
Picking on you.
You're picking on. No, I wouldn't want to be with a bisexual man.
Yeah, y'all
crazy?
Leave Debbie alone.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I don't think that's low in the
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie says she was a grown woman. She says she a grown man. She says she can handle herself. One of them.
There's somebody impersonating you in the chat room, Lo.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
No. Yeah, somebody impersonating him, all right.
Exactly.
Well,
somebody impersonating him, all right.
Exactly.
Right, we got. We got 25 minutes left in the show, so if y'all want to join in, continue to listen to the show live after we go into the archive, 347-838-8622, and we just let loose when we get in the archive at time. So hey, if y'all want to join in, you should go on to get on these phone lines, all right? All right. What? Who is Bathtub
One
Girl?
Point.
I never met. I haven't talked to
Oh, that's
Bathtub.
Debbie's
oh.
best friend.
Who is that?
Oh, Bath
okay.
Rain Girl.
You better pray she never
no,
comes
okay.
here.
I don't know.
One thing that I
Why?
Will say, Joe, is the lady that appreciates the guy, the good guy,
mm-hmm.
is the one that's, and you know, I've seen this before with other people. The one that will love the good guy,
mm-hmm.
the nice guy, is the one that slept around a lot, and she's at the end of the rope. And so now, you know, she's like, I got to get my shit together before, hey, you know, it's way too late. But
yeah.
she can wind up being the perfect lady.
Well, that's cool, as long as she
yeah.
is.
Yeah, she hold herself out, you know, got three or four kids thrown from three or four guys or whatever. But in the end, you know, now she's ready to settle down and be an honest woman for somebody. And it's normally the good guy that comes along. How can you marry a woman
you know
with
what?
Seven children?
Well, there were some men that'll do it. It's not me.
I know. Not us. Not us.
I hear Octomom's still single.
I'm sure she's going to be single.
approximately 14,000 kids.
Yeah, and a guy, if any guy comes by there, he's coming by to lay up and to keep it moving.
That's
14,000 kids.
Yeah.
That's no world.
14,000, it's all the same
not,
thing.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing. I mean,
fertility drug.
Let's be honest. I mean, guys, and I can speak with the guys. Now, okay, you're out. You're having a good time. You're a single guy. You meet a lady, and she has four children. Are you as excited about meeting her now once you find out she has all those children?
Well, since we're all, I don't know, we all, I'm past 40, Eric's past 40, I don't know about low, but if we meet somebody, they're going to have, if they have small kids, oh, I can't really speak for everybody. For me, I'm not marrying anybody, kids or no kids, so it doesn't matter to me. I mean,
okay,
but if
well,
the kids
Joe,
are... Hmm?
Pull your bullshit-ass mentality out of it and say, well, hey, you know, yeah, I'm a good-looking guy, I can get married someday and have a family and all of this and that stuff. And you go out and you have, like I said, you're having a good time. And like Tionki, for example, you know, when his two friends that he has in the whole world gets off work and they get together and, I don't know, count peanuts or something, and they meet a woman and she has like four or five kids, they're not going to be as outgoing to talk to this woman when they find out she got all them kids.
Okay, so what's your point, Lo?
My point is this. The more children a woman has that's not yours, the more likely she's soon to be by herself and she's still looking for that guy that's going to be the good guy. You know what I'm saying? Because you said it yourself, Joe, the good guy that, hey, he's great and everything. He'll meet a woman and she'll get tired of him if she's just average chick. But if she's a chick that's kind of got a heart stacked against her, then hey.
But that doesn't mean that the nice guy is also a sucker for a sob story. He's not what? You think every nice guy is looking for some broad to hang on?
A lot of them.
Well, if they are, then they are suckers.
Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Because y'all lost it. All right, 111, you on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Is it that lady?
Yeah, it's Maze.
You have enough to call me a lady, which I am one.
Y'all sure it's Maze?
Yes, it's
Maze. Can be Michael?
Maze wear dresses,
whoever it is,
too.
They're not talking right now. I guess they come back in a while.
I wear stilettos.
Women look beautiful in dresses.
Yes, I wear dresses and skirts and stilettos and everything. Yes, I love clothes.
Ooh,
I even make them. What else you got to say?
Woo!
Now y'all talking about relationships, huh?
Bring you 2 cents. We waiting.
All right.
I'm telling you, talking about relationships.
All right. So what you got to add to the topic today, Maze?
Huh? You said forgiveness. How is somebody having a problem? I think they stopped by the wrong store to get some of that.
I heard up to stop by the wrong store, and then after that, blank.
I said they stopped by the wrong store when you listen to some people. Never been married. Been married twice, some. Now, how you going to give somebody some advice?
Why don't you just give some advice and stop dogging anybody else out?
Why you sitting up here dogging women?
What?
I would say maybe every person. Sometimes we learn more from what we did, so...
Right.
So if you can use your experiences for what caused yours to go bad to help someone else by giving advice of what not to do,
37 years.
Then why not?
It's not 37. It's 33. It'll be 34 Christmas Day. Okay?
Okay.
34 years. That's a long time.
I know it's a long time to be with the same person. And people that like each other stay together and have no problem with those that want to cheat.
So you can speak very well on the subject.
They weren't satisfied with what they had. Yes, I can. They weren't satisfied with what they had in the beginning. Because people that love each other, they don't see other things that's coming in their way. They look at it and keep on going. It's not even important. Those that want to lust and want to see what the apple look like and take a bite out of it, that's the ones that get themselves in trouble.
Mm.
It sounds like I'm listening to a lot of them that did it. Joe don't have one, so I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, he ain't getting no advice.
Wow.
So then if you have enough, and it's not about the diamond rings, it's not about what you can give her. All she needs is love.
I agree.
If you're
That's
not giving her
say.
That, she can't stand you, and she don't want you around her. And you're always thinking it's about the gift, but that has nothing to do with it. All she wants is some time.
Right.
And when a woman can't find time and a man can't find time, she'll go find it somewhere else, and he will.
Great points, man.
What could it like?
Great point.
Hey, you don't mind your husband looking at other women, neither, do you?
No, I don't. What's wrong with looking? I look.
That's right.
And I want to take it home with me, or I want to join it just because I look.
As long as he ain't looking at other men.
You got that right. And I'm not looking at other women. We're fine with that.
Yankee, what is other men today? What is that about? Everything got to be with the other a man.
What would you say?
A lot of stuff going on.
That's what I'm saying. There's some things. Okay. I mean, Mr. Talk, what would you say to another man that you would want to look at? What would another man say to another man that he would want to look at?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know.
Your show's
on them. They do it.
Well, the show down here when we heard you. So the show is on top of the hill. Because people with been married twice.
To be honest with you.
No room.
Huh?
Huh?
Say what? What'd you say?
I say, what would another man see in another man by looking at him?
Good question.
And like I said before, I would not know because I don't look at another man like that. You would have to ask them.
Yeah, pinch your ankles. He's been giving a bunch of information about it today. He's been had a lot to say about men, this and that. Pissy ankle, something.
His name is
Pissy. Oh,
boy, if you can't name my name, you need to give up on it.
I don't think you want to say your name.
You know, it's hard to leave one language and go to another. You become tongue tied from the pronunciation.
But then again, you want to talk about forgiveness. A lot of times, if you don't forgive something, you're still in love with it. You can't let it go. If you can forgive it, walk away from it and go on about your business. But if
don't
you can't
see
forgive
nobody
it,
else
you
with
got something there. That's right, Pionki. Even though we
tell
are
the truth
today.
Of shame, Joe. Tell the truth of shame, Joe.
All right. Look
Joe don't
at
know
that.
Nothing about that.
Oh,
he has been there.
So Joe don't know anything about that?
No, he can't. Don't either.
I was calling Joe the devil.
Joe, you said you
they
don't
had
know
a song
about
like that.
That
called Frankie and Johnny.
What are y'all talking
well,
about?
Yeah,
him?
I remember that song.
Oh, she pretends she can't hear nothing.
He made a move too.
I was getting some coffee. What are you talking
about?
Right. Say
what? Damn
coffee. I said I was getting some coffee. What? What is Mace asking me?
Mm.
I didn't ask you nothing.
He didn't ask you anything.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You got to be careful with these husbands, these women. We had a case here where this brother went to a park where his wife and kids were and killed all of them because she was leaving him. So I guess that can become kind of very violent case to case.
Yeah, and when people are cheating, don't they know the cheater might get upset and go tell the wife? And what is she going to do then when the wife confronts the cheater?
And the man don't, neither one of them have to be cheating. It's the fact that she just want to leave.
Yeah.
Right.
And I see it more cases where the woman want to leave than the man. And the man's, like he say, if he can't have her, nobody can.
Yes, but he want to leave, but he don't want anybody else to have her. And then you have some cases where they both live in the same house and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That means when they still like each other when they do that. But then you find
That's
those that want to have his cake and eat it too. That's a whole different story. When you find those kind of people.
Now you're getting the down south gist of it all right now. Everything she's saying is what they do. Way down in Georgia, ain't that right, Maze?
Wherever.
What's the point of having a cake if you can't eat it?
Cat, we're on the moon at this moment.
Oh, wow. She high.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm out of green tea.
I've never understood that phrase, mate.
Fatal attraction.
Yeah, it is crazy. You get a man or even a woman that will go out and kill somebody because, hey, we're not compatible anymore, you know. Or maybe we just grew apart from each other.
and a man will go and kill his whole family is crazy to me. But won't turn the gun on.
Well, you see, here's the point. If certain things happen, I've heard of cases where men,
no
husbands
resolution.
Have walked in on wives.
What did you say,
husbands man? Have walked in on wives and killed the man that she was messing with, didn't harm her. But then
yeah.
I've heard of cases where the woman was talking about leaving. And as I said, he said, "You ain't. If I can't have you, nobody can."
Yep.
So there's all kinds of circumstances.
Wow.
But a lot of this stuff is perpetuated through music, TV, all of it. Even looking around at other people, this is where you'll learn a lot of the things that you do, watching other people, listening to the types of music that you listen to, you know? I mean, especially a lot of those blues songs, a lot of those songs have something about somebody screwing around and cheating and meeting at this hotel room, all of that stuff. Eventually, it'll take on some of those characteristics. You know, and forgiveness won't be a part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten comfortable in your situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, I got to go. I got to get the players to the gym. I'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. You have a great day. All right, bye.
You had to go.
All right. Anyway, yeah, he had to leave. He had to leave. You know, but he coaches Little League baseball.
Oh,
something
that's
like
what
that is. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, so he's doing some good things there. All right. Hard to believe, but he is.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, y'all. So.
This is
all right, so basically, we huh? Go ahead, Lo.
Go ahead. I'll ask later.
No, basically, we come to the conclusion that you can forgive without having resolution if you really want to, correct?
Yeah, you can't. It's possible not to forgive and still come to a resolution in order to have peace in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't had anybody give
so
me
either,
an example.
Okay. Either way, both you can do both without the other.
You can do one without the other, yeah.
I knew why he had
Joe, you know what? It's hard. It's hard. You know, it's... What?
I knew why he had to be the verifier and be the first one to say so.
Good. Has anybody... Nobody's given me a problem yet that we can't solve.
That's just...
No, you know what, Joe? Honestly? You know what? Honestly, Joe? There shouldn't be a problem that can't be solved. There really shouldn't be.
And
now,
you saw how
individuals in relationships, they make it hard. They make them
right,
where they can't be solved.
And
so
you
why
saw how white?
But honestly, there shouldn't be an issue that cannot be solved.
Fuck that white shit. Where you, what's your name? Love.
I don't have one. Did you see how he had to make it to where he was the only one to decide how to fix the problem?
Oh, no one's giving me a problem I couldn't fix yet. Get the fuck out of here,
okay,
man.
Well, nobody can give Lowe a problem he can't fix.
The
except
point
that
was,
he can't.
Joe, just as Mr. Talk said, all these problems
then
can
why isn't
be
it
fixed.
Being done?
They're not being done because of personal feelings. Your personal feelings.
Because
people, I don't want to do it right
look,
now. I want to be selfish.
Hello?
Thankful. You're right. And most people aren't willing to put in the work to make a relationship
work.
It's easier for a lot of them just to turn and run away.
Give me an example. Give me one conflict example. I'll show you how it's done. If people do not want to abide by it,
okay,
they do have a problem, and that means you let them go.
Joe, say this out. This out, Joe. Joe.
I'm here.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been married?
No.
No.
God, please.
Well,
sure people can solve a problem. So give me an example of a problem. I'll show you how I would resolve
that's
it.
Why you
no,
don't know what the problem
because
is.
In this instance,
all right. In other words, what everybody's saying is that yeah, you can solve it, but
either
it
way you do it, you're gonna solve it because you would never be.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am going to solve it. I'm going to solve
Lord.
It either through
yes,
our.
Yes, you can't be solved because the individuals involved are do not want to solve it.
Then I'm going to solve it.
They don't
that
want resolution.
Way.
They think it's quicker, it's easier to turn and run away.
It's going to be a hell of a lot easier if the person that I'm trying to solve
the conflict with isn't working. Whatever you want to about you going to solve it, unless you have been married and
you don't have to be married,
Eric.
You can have relationships. It's the same shit.
But there are issues that come up.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a different animal.
It has a different mindset, yes. But the relationship dynamic is basically the same. Either you resolve the fucking problem or you don't. Now, if the problems can be resolved, everybody on this line says they can, then if they can, then why are they still being perpetuated?
Selfishness.
But there you go.
That's what I said a few minutes ago, but you wanted the grandstand.
Lou, what is wrong with your brain?
Everything. I'm talking to you.
Oh, everything's wrong with your brain? Good. The thing is that if we can resolve it, let's fucking do it. If it can't be resolved because the other person is too selfish, too stupid, or has too much emotional baggage, and you're trying and you're trying, and it's not being resolved, get rid of him or her. That's
too
how you resolve
pride.
It.
Yeah, too much pride. Yeah. I mean, okay, quick scenario. You're married and you're supposedly happy and everything, and, you go through the motions like everybody else, and you wind up going out there having an affair, and you want to come clean with it. You can't handle it anymore. You want to tell your wife to put it out there. You tell her, and she holds this over your head for the rest of your marriage, even though this was 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
No, not yet.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was 10 years ago, there's got to be,
you guys are clueless.
No.
Women never forget anything.
Well, then they got a woman up. Because if the man is going to try to make himself worthy of her trust again, maybe she can't 100% trust him because she doesn't know exactly where he is every minute of the day. But if he has stepped up and he's accelerated his particular energy so that she knows he's not the same lame brain he was before, she's got to lower her guard, and then they got to try to go and go back and forth with the trust issue until they can try to get to that particular level of trust again. If she's never going to forgive him, then shit. Then
agreed.
I can't,
I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you.
Women just don't work that way.
Well,
you guys want something that's against the woman's
nature.
That goes
back to the old saying of
Eric,
oh, yeah.
You got
I
cut
heard
out
that
again.
One before. I heard that one before, Mr. Tuck.
I didn't hear him, Eric.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I got cut out again. No, what I was about to say, does that go back to the old saying, I will forgive you, but I'll never forget?
That's exactly what that is.
That's
almost,
exactly
and you're not forgiven. You're not forgiven.
Let me give Lowe's example, because I think you can forgive, but you can put in the inner recesses of your mind. But if you keep bringing it up, you're not only not forgiving, you're not forgetting.
Right.
But with Joe,
you
don't know because Joe looks at
stand over there.
Joe looks at being a single person. He can walk away and not have to worry about nothing. Married people have a different situation than he does.
I believe in commitment.
He hasn't found the person because if they cheat on him, it's just over. They can cheat on each other.
No, see, again,
I see. Don't have been
always
married, don't know.
Go to your own
point
conclusions.
To the blank.
I believe in commitment. But if the other person doesn't, I'm going to say bye-bye because I'm not dragging around dead weight.
Because you never get married because you didn't forgive the person that hurt you. That's why you won't get married.
I'm
that's
not
your
getting
problem.
Married because I'm smart.
Never forgave them. That's
I'm
part of why
smart.
You hate women so much.
And now all of a sudden I hate women.
No, you never say anything good about them.
Oh, Lord.
Well, what's
always
good
something
about
bad or negative about what women
what's
would do.
What's good about them? Tell me what's good about them.
You just gave me an example. What's good about
tell
everything.
Me what's good about the women that
everything,
you think are so terrific.
Because one puts you on this earth.
No,
that's
no, no,
what's
no.
good about them.
So what? What else?
Is that good
what
enough?
Else? I mean,
good
don't
point,
give
Joe.
Me that lame example. Give me
and
something
unless
else.
You like men, unless you like men, you need one of them.
Wow.
Good enough.
What?
That's
tell me what is good. No. Give me specifics.
Unless you
man.
Like men.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good. That's
she can't give me specifics. All right. I'm
you
asking you a
no
question.
More.
You don't want to answer.
Thing,
no problem.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is, okay, now let's just say you work in the daytime and you have a couple of guys you like to unwind with and, around 7:30, 8 o'clock, you guys meet at the bar and have a couple of drinks, and you come home. Now, if you have a woman that figure out they're doing something you don't have any business doing, then you got a problem. And one reason I say that is because here come the accusations, you know, or the phone calls or whatever the case may be. Now, let's just flip it around and say that you doing all your cheating in the daytime.
Okay.
People never put cheating in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon together. You know, you're only out there cheating when it's dark. Right or wrong?
No, if you're working in the office, you've got lunch hour to cheat on.
For the most part.
Okay.
The majority of people will think or assume that cheating is going on later in the evening or at night or early in the morning. But just straight out in the daytime when everyone's working, no. I mean, you can have a truck and you go by someone's house and you're supposed to be fixing the plumbing, but you're actually plumbing.
You're doing a real plumbing.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. See, you got it. You have to be compatible with someone that's going
Look,
to trust
sound
you anyway.
Like, sound like Lola. I've done this a couple of times.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like you've done that a couple of times.
Did I write Lola?
Hold on yourself.
No.
Okay.
No, hey,
I think it was 10 years ago.
He just put it out there.
Yeah, was it 10 years ago?
I periodically watch porn. That's all.
Was it 10 years ago when you had a truck and you came by somebody's place for bit of plumbing?
No man.
No. Okay.
No man. Uh-huh. I mean, like I say, if you don't have
just
the
had
truck
to lay some pipes.
Firstly,
okay.
Yeah.
You had to clean out those damn pipes. Yeah.
Fix some leaky plumbing. But if you don't have the trust factor there, then you don't have anything in the first place. Nothing.
Ask me. I'm not joking around. I'm serious about this. You talked about having an affair 10 years ago. I don't know if that was you or not, if that was something personal you were divulging, but you said, what if you had an affair 10 years ago and you couldn't take it anymore and you just had to tell your spouse about it? Well, what is the point of telling them? I mean, it's your problem because you did it, and now you're eating up with guilt, and so you think that by unloading on your spouse, they should understand that you're in torment over having been unfaithful. So it's more about you than it is about really loving that other person. It's you hurting somebody twice. That's the way I see it.
Okay. And I'll say it like this. No, I did not have an affair 10 years ago, nor was I talking about myself. I used that for just a scenario. But let's look at it like this. Some people may say, oh, well, you're just trying to get your conscience clean. Actually, you're helping both, you as well as your mate, because there may be a problem there that your mate doesn't understand that exists between the two of you. And that problem could only be the fact that you're holding something holding something from them that you want to tell them, because you want to be more honest with this person. You want this person to know everything about you as well as they you. So if you don't do that, then you still have a border in your way. I mean, hey, the only way you'll know what type of relationship you have is if it goes through something. If it never goes through anything, you don't have anything.
Well, on the second, let me put on my low hat. The second half, I agree with
you. Oh, don't put your hat on.
But the first half, here's my low hat. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Fucking Kat is right. If she doesn't know,
let me put my hat on
to
somebody that don't
know. It is all about trying to relieve your guilt by putting your torment on somebody else for them to say, well, I forgive you. Now, both of you are suffering, and both of you now have a conflict you have to resolve. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not all the way true.
Not always, but I would say.
No, it's not all the way true. And the reason why I say that is because who's to say that your mate won't forgive you? Who's to say that your mate will say, hey, you know what, I'm going to tell you this. You never did know that I knew about this, but I was just waiting for you to come and tell me. We had this between us for all these years, and you finally decided to come and tell me. I already knew about it because my cousin saw you when you was there. See, you never know what could come out of that.
Yeah, and also, Lowe, it could come out of that we both were cheating on each other, and now it's time for me to tell about you.
Y'all added all these other scenarios to it.
And
so
those are scenarios.
This is going to be a play.
If you were the
this is a movie now.
It's not a movie.
It's just
no, it's
real
like,
life.
Like, it's like a song called Starting All Over Again. For some people, it's going to be rough. You don't know what that is, Kat. I'm not
it's
talking
just
to you.
Just real
but I'm
life.
Talking to people that understand it.
It's just real life. I mean, hey,
it
happens. It happens. I mean, you
it happens.
Be with someone and
some people.
And they go out and have a transgression and you know, the next thing you know, you find out about it or whatever, and you go out and you do it, and there you have it. You against them and they're against you.
Well, let's put it like this. Lo, in some instances you're correct, and in some instances Kat is correct. But but for me, I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to know. And I wouldn't want to tell. I might want to tell somebody, but
so,
I wouldn't want to know.
I have a question for
you.
Are you ever going to get married?
No.
Oh, so then you're never going to get married because
that doesn't mean I won't have a long-term relationship.
So
if you're going to come to one of your
normal
maze
conclusions, you keep your
right
long relationship and pretend that you're married. That's what you call what you do. Okay. And they probably don't last
2 years.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's true. But that doesn't mean that I
so
don't
just
know
like
what
most
I'm talking
people get
about.
Married two or three times.
And that also means that people who have been married two or three times, that they do know.
That's what I say.
Don't.
You're just like those people that's been married two or three times.
Just a question I have, Joe.
Maze, let Lowe talk.
Let me.
The long-term.
Well, let me ask this question real fast. Let me ask this question.
What the hell?
Lowe. Let me ask this question. Okay, thank you. Here's the question I have there. Is it easier to forgive a one-night stand or a long-term affair?
A one-night stand.
Either way,
I don't know because I haven't
thing.
Had to deal with that.
Wow. That
yeah,
got quiet.
No, it's not the same. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
To the heart. You can't. A long-term affair means there's some kind of emotional commitment to each other.
I really. Good
so that's how one-night stand began. That's how it happens.
Oh,
one
right.
One night, keep going over and over
I'm thinking,
the same
though.
No, okay.
So as a spouse.
If it was a one-night stand 10 years ago, you can forgive more easily. But at the same time, Lo is right, too. It doesn't necessarily mean that because you had a long-term affair that you had to be attached to the other person. It could have been just dick. You know, you dick. But that's it.
Oh, wait a second, Joe. You're not talking from a man's point of view, and you're not thinking from a woman's point of view. If a man's having a long-term affair with somebody, that woman has some attachment to that man.
Not necessarily, but most of the time, that's true. Okay. Why? No. Most of the time, maybe. There are times when women will fucking brag about it on the Internet that they only wanted the guy because she wanted the dick.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Or the money that she was
all the money, but even take the money aside, just for the sex itself. So women don't necessarily get attached to the same degree, the same numbers and frequency as people say.
It sounds good.
But that
doesn't
make them.
It makes
them. They can be just like you.
It makes them turn out to be the victims. No, fuck that.
Well, Joe, that could be just like you because you're not married. So you just only want to hurt her.
You know, Maze, you can say, I'm not married, don't have
a
girlfriend 30,000 more
times.
Time.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not going to change.
You have a one-night stand like you meet somebody one time.
The validity of what I say.
And you like it. Either you didn't like it, you go back to her again.
Well, I was going to ask Joe a few minutes ago. I was going to piggyback off something you said, Joe. You mentioned a long-term relationship. The only way I've heard of that phrase being used in this day and age without marriage is, you know, when they throw the word partner on the backside of it, you know.
Yes.
So you're having a long-term relationship with a partner, I'm assuming?
No. Well, everybody's a partner, yeah, right?
I like that.
Okay, you're laughing. So I must have meant a homo thing. All right. Got it.
Good point, knowledge. Good point.
Okay. So,
look,
so Low likes it at Broke
look,
Mountain.
Knowledge in the chat room says, wait a minute. Knowledge in the chat room says, affairs are arrangements of conveniences. One-night stands are spontaneous. Either way is cheating, so it depends on how the victim wants to rationalize the situation.
Good point. I like quotations.
I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Huh? How's a victim? How are you? There's no victim if two people agree to have an illicit relationship.
Well, sometimes
there's a
there
victim.
Can be a victim.
No, the victim
sometimes
is the one you're cheating on.
The wife is a victim if she don't know nothing about it.
No, you're
no,
talking
it
about
no,
the
she
two.
Isn't.
That's the victim.
No,
what if
she doesn't know.
What if she had to end up going to the doctor?
How can you be hurt if you don't know you're hurt?
What if she had to end up going to the doctor after that one night stand? And
well,
then she why she had to go there. She's the victim.
What if?
That's what if.
What if?
Yeah. What if he has to go to the doctor? How
that's what I'm
that?
Saying. With either or, if he or she had to go to the doctor.
What
because
well,
of
then
one
she's
night
not
thing.
The victim.
That's the victim.
Ay, ay, ay.
They are the victim.
Well, like I said, all I'm saying is the man and the woman that's doing the cheating, or let's say they're having a one-night stand, there's not always a quote-unquote victim in the scenario, though. Sometimes both people will agree. Sometimes one person is in their emotions because of something that's going on with them.
How can there be a victim when two people are consenting to have an affair?
Well, like I say,
what they're saying is
it's not
that
a third person if it's not a
it's
not
a man
victim,
who
it's not
a man
third
let's say let's
if
assume it's the husband
no,
is having an affair with another woman, not his wife.